have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
And all that he does for you and for me. He loves us. Hallelujah. He is with us on today. Listen, whenever I see the sun shining, I think about his goodness, his mercy, and his grace. Why? Because he didn't have to do it, but he did. There's another day's journey that we're all on. We want to glorify him for everything he's done, everything he's doing, and everything he's getting ready to do in our lives. Listen, as you can see, I'm super excited on today because I recognize there's nothing like peace of God. There is nothing like his grace. Listen, if you are living on today and you woke up, besides just waking up, to have peace of mind is a blessing. To have his grace for things in your life is a blessing. Do not take it for granted. There are many crying out, "What must I do?" because they don't have a relationship with the Lord. That's enough to praise him and to pray that God would join all of us and putting his hands upon us and drawing us closer to him in these last days. I don't know about you, but keep your pen ready. Keep your tablets and books ready to call out the names of your loved ones, family, friends, and those you desire to see the Lord save. This is saving season. Amen. We're claiming it. We're believing him for it. And we're asking him to do great and marvelous things. On today, if this is your first time listening in, I welcome you, welcome you, welcome you to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright on Elation Radio. We're super glad you took time out of your schedule to join us on today. We do not take it for granted. We're grateful that your ears will hear what thus says the Lord and that you choose to listen in. If you are a returning listener, thank you again for spending time with us on today. If this is your first time listening in, I'd love to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truth in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Now, before we go into anything, we want you to understand we desire the presence of the Lord, for him to rest with us, to hear his thoughts, his words, his ability to speak to each and every one of us. We can't do anything without him. It's only him. We heard the song, it's only him, and it's a blessing. So I want you to always remember, whatever you do, give him all the glory for it. He is the one that makes all things possible. He's the one that opens doors and closes doors. He's the healer. He's the divine Abba Father that cares ever so much about us. With our elder brother, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit leads us and guides us because he cares that much about us. Don't ever think whatever you're going through that he doesn't care, because he does. Even when it seems like the odds are stacked against us, he's yet still moving. Angels are real and they're on assignment. So now we invoke them to come in. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Glory to your name on today. Abba Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you humbled. We come before you thanking you. We come before you hallowing your holy name. There is none like you. You are Alpha. You are Omega. You're the beginning and you're the ending. You're everything we need and more. Hallelujah. You're everything we need and more. Hallelujah. We come to you asking you to come into this podcast, to have your divine will and way, to show up and to show out, to find yourself here with us. We need you. There's no one else can do for us what you can do. Would you bless Dr. Kimmy Robinson, the Elation Radio family, her family, her children? Would you bless every listener listening in? Family, hear their cries on today. Let them know how much you love them, oh God. We pray, oh God, for those that are not saved, oh God, that they will hear your voice and draw nigh to you, that they will understand the time is now to give their lives to you. We pray, oh God, for our family. Lord, I ask that you bless my husband, children, grandchildren, godchildren, spiritual children, all children connected to us, oh God. Have your way in their lives. Lord, we believe that we are living in the last days. We believe that you are soon to return. And Father, may you guide us and lead us all into the truth that you've laid before us, O God, that none be left behind, that none be lost, O God, but that they hear your voice, humble themselves, repent, and allow you to lead, God, and direct. And Lord, not only save, but Lord, we ask that you restore. Many may have walked away that knew you. We're believing today you're going to do the incredible in their lives and remind them of your goodness and your grace. We pray, oh God, not only that you forgive us all of our sins, but Father, you will be with us. You will lead us. You will guide us. You will direct us, and all will be well. We believe you will do what no one else can do. So, Father, have your way on this podcast. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in our local assemblies. Have your way in our government. Have your way in healing human bodies. My God, today, heal God on today in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you that you will hear the needs of everyone and make a way. We trust you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, listen, I'm excited again to be with you on today, to know that the Lord loves us all. You know, there are so many things that happen in this world that sometimes we can forget due to what we see around us, that God is still on the throne. And that's not something for someone to say, oh, no, they don't believe God. No, this world is coming to a place where all will know that he is God. Many are walking around not understanding there is something called life. There is something called salvation. There is something called relationship. And those that trust him and believe in him understand times come, he must appear. I want you to catch that and get that in your spirit. When tough times come, he must appear. There's no option to him doing what is in the best interest of his children, even when it doesn't make sense. I want you to be encouraged on today to understand when life gets to life, he is the life. He is the light. He is everything that we need and more. On today, we'll be studying from Romans 5. Hallelujah. Because we need to understand these perilous times that there is an answer. There is a hope. There is a foundation to stand on as believers. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace, my God, with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also, hallelujah, we have access. My God, let me go back and read that. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. We don't just rejoice. We rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory, hallelujah, in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. And patience, experience. And experience, hope. What are we saying? Many people talk about the blessings of God, not understanding he showed his glory in our tribulation. Hallelujah. And in our tribulation, he helps us to be patient. He helps us to gain experience, and in those experiences to understand hope. We often hear that scripture that tells us what we yet hope for. But there's a process that leads us to hope. There's a process that leads us to experience. See, sometimes we can go through things but not learn from them because we don't yet have experience. You think I'm joking? Think about a job that one can apply for. You can apply, but what they're, hallelujah today, what they're looking for is experience, because the experiences give them a smooth transition. Training is inevitable, but the experience will demand and command your pay. It will show a company who you are and what you're made out of. Now, if that is in the natural world, what must he be saying to us that are spiritual? Find and hope. Make it not ashamed. Hallelujah. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So you mean to tell me when you go through and it looks rough and it may seem like there's no hope or there's no end to the trouble, you mean to tell me the Bible says hope make it not ashamed? Because what happens in those moments, we go from what looks like there is no good news to reminding ourselves there is good news in every situation. Because as long as he lives, he has promised us hope. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, someone hear this on today, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. He knew exactly when he was going to lay down his life. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure, for a good man, some would even dare to die. Here you have one that's walking in the word of God. And the Bible says that it would be for scarcely that a righteous man, you're living the life, you're talking Jesus, you know what it is, and someone would scarcely die for you. Yet peradventure for a good man. But God commended his love towards us, and that yet while we were yet sinners, while we had our titles, while we had the life of living in this culture of Christianity, well, no. The word says while we were yet sinners, somebody had a drink at the bar. Somebody could have been in a bedroom somewhere. Someone could have been fighting on the street. Someone could have been lying. Someone could have been denying his name. Someone just may not have fully understood who he was. But while we were yet sinners, not perfect, not walking according to the statutes of his word, he died for us. He gave his life for our sinful ways, our mixed up minds, our hearts that were unclean. He yet died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we, hallelujah, shall be saved by grace. Come on. We're going to be saved, hallelujah, from wrath through him. Because when you make this decision to come to the Lord, there is protection. There is protection from the enemy. There is protection from the evil one. There is protection for your life. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Now, if when he was dying, he saw all of our nakedness, he saw all of our sins, he saw all the things no human eye could detect, how much more through his life shall we live? This is why it's not a quick thing to decide. To know someone laid their life down for you, for me, with me, we take a little bit more time to make an informed decision to say, yes, I will live for you. Not that the music was playing and I got a chance to dance and shout, but that I recognize when the shouting's over. I recognize when all of those things that appear to give me joy in that place, that I know I will deal with the enemy that will help me to live for him in glory, because I recognize there are some ways that have to change. There's some mindsets that have to go. There's some differences that will have to be made. Not just let me sing in the choir, let me usher here. No. When I say yes to you, it means I pour out of all the old me and allow you to pour into me the new life, which is what the word refers to as becoming a new creature. It starts with your mind, not just your actions. It starts with you governing yourself according to the word, building a relationship that you know who he is. You know who you are advocating for. You know who you are allowing to cover your life. Not just that you want to go to church or you want to be a part of this or you want to do that, but that you say in the quiet hours, you say when nobody else is looking, I am here. Here is all of me. Take me and allow your life to enter mine, that I become all that you would have me to do. That is what salvation is, because we get it confused when it comes to buildings and organizations and various acts. But what happens in the privacy of your heart? What happens in your mindset? Do we take the time to say, Lord, it is I standing in the need of prayer. It's me. Not always trying to find fault on our sisters and our brothers, but standing still to see the salvation of the Lord, that he finds us in the right mindset, the right spirit, the right heart. Then salvation is now where you're working out your soul salvation. It's no longer an act that you go down, give the preacher your hand, or say in wherever you are, I receive you and be saved. But you say, what more can I do? What more? 11. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Nobody can make you go back and pick up your sin. It is a choice. Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. What is he saying? Sounds confusing. What? I made a sin, therefore I got to die by this, I got to go through that. But when Jesus came and shed his blood, it was for the remission of sin. It was for all of our dirty, unclean ways, mindsets that didn't match the kingdom. He made sure his blood covered us. How dare we pick up something different and not honor him? How about we say we're in communion with you, not just by what we take in with the bread and the wine or the blood, but by our living, not being in vain, because we choose to be holy. We choose to be righteous. We choose to grow. It doesn't mean you're going to be perfect. It means that in your process of living, you understand the blood covers you. You didn't take it for granted. You decided to make him Lord of your life. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even, hallelujah, over them that had not sinned, after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one, many be dead, hallelujah, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, founded unto many. It was his work, his doing, his living, his dying. And not as if it was one by one that sinned, so is the gift. Hallelujah. He was pure. He was holy. He was clean. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they, much rich, receive abundance of grace. Let me read that again. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many, hallelujah, be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That as sin hath reigned, hallelujah, unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto, hallelujah, unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Listen, before you were in the womb, he knew you. What I love about this relationship with God is it is by free will and choice. Hallelujah. It is by free will and choice. You're not forced to give your life to him. You're not forced to say yes to his will. You have a choice. I have a choice. And in doing so, we commit to the process. We commit to his will. We commit to saying yes to him. Even when it's not comfortable, even when we recognize there is pain associated with it. Why? Because he too was in pain. He too went through many things that we would be considered covered by grace. Do you know today in the world, people still feel their God? They can put people in a judgment range, getting this same blood covered them. Why? Because it's easier to tell someone what you feel than to review the fact that he covered you. As believers on today, we must commit to the process of his word. I'm not saying you should just accept sin running rampant, but you never know where a person is in their process according to his will. Let us be mindful today. There is something greater. There is something more powerful to be given than for us to accept the fact that we can stay the same in sin when we understand and know the truth. When we recognize and know that he is God, we make the decision to follow his will. We make the decision to do what's right. In the face of many who may choose to go a different direction, we say we love you enough that your sacrifice of your life, your sacrifice of your blood was worth me following you. All you created us to do. That's the difference between relationship and religion. We can follow all of the rules. We can look the part. We can do whatever we see those that are in leadership do, or this one do. But is there a place in the heart where you understand what the blood really means for your life? The grace that is now much more abound. Do you understand that no matter how many times you stumble, you fail, that his love, his blood covered you to bring you to a place, formed decision of I can do better, of I know I have to keep moving in this direction. And as you do, he never said trouble wasn't going to come. He never told us we wouldn't go through something. But the key to understanding your life in relationship is that you're never alone. You're not by yourself. I don't care if it seems like there's no one in your life. He's still there. Your angels are still there. And relationship draws you close. It brings you closer than just accepting the fact of what you see. This is how disappointment destroys our lives. Because we take our eyes, what we begin to see, all the other things, they have no power. But when we look to the hills, from whence coming our help, tears can be falling from your eyes. And they are being bottled up because he loves you. And he's working things out behind the scenes. But only at this moment. Hallelujah. When we get that walk on the water experience, people often talk about, oh, they took their eyes off Jesus, they fell off, but they got out the boat. There are times in your life you will have a spiritual experience where you must get out of the boat. And you must walk towards Jesus. Let the voices say what they may, but you walk towards Jesus because he's never going to let you fall. He's not going to allow you to sink. Maybe that's your story today. You felt the more you kept moving towards him, you kept falling, or maybe something got in the way, or maybe something happened. I'm here to remind you he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And when you repent sincerely, he hears your cry, and he's there for you, and he will lead you into all truth. He will give you what to do about your situation, but you first must believe. You must walk by faith. You must walk by faith, things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. You have to remember who you belong to. Not just who you are. But when you connect with the king, you're royalty. When you're connected to the king, you're righteous. You're holy. When you connect to the King, not just I'm with you today, tomorrow I'm with somebody. No, 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 no. Relationship learns to endure stain. It doesn't run away. It says, you know what? It's life is pulling you this way. But your word and our relationship is pulling me this way. Help me to endure. Help me to stand. Help me to graciously go through. Because life can be heavy. It can be hard. But he never changes. The same commitment he made when he knew he would have to get on that cross is the same relationship, the same mindset he has for each of us that believe. There may be different works. There's some that are called to establish ministry. There are others that are called to speak life into ministry. You've got pastors, teachers. You have those that are going out to gain for the entire kingdom of God, called evangelists. Whatever it is you are called to do, title or no title, be sincere in relationship with him. Nobody will fully know like he knows. So when we say we believe, when we say we're committed, when we say we love him, may it be known not by our words, but by our way of living, that someone else can be drawn to him. We all fall. It is his grace that helps us stand. His grace, his goodness, his righteousness. So if you're making decisions today that you want to live right, you want to do right, you want to be better, and you need a guide, you need a counselor, I encourage you to pray. I encourage you to tell him all about it. And as you talk to him, believe right then as you're talking to him, life is turning around for you, that you will have a new family filled with love to engage you and to love on you, see them or not. It is my prayer that you would, but in case you physically can't connect with them, and you physically can't be with them, know that the God we serve, our Abba Father, is always there. I pray this week's exhortation has been a blessing, an encouragement, a hope for you to keep looking to him. Don't get weary in well-doing. You're doing the will of God, and it seems like all things are falling apart. You must know there's something bigger behind what you're going through. There's something greater. We can't always explain what his will is, but know this, it's not in vain. Know that your physical issues, your mental things you may go through, they're not in vain. He knows what he's doing. He wants you to know what he's doing too. And the only way you find out about relationships is not only through giving someone your commitment and you say yes to the Lord, but it's you taking the time to read in the Word, gain that Word for yourself, understand how it applies to your life, that you may be all that he wants you to be. I want you to be encouraged today. This month we plan on having more gifts to encourage you, strengthen you, help you by their testimonies of faith, by their lives of what they're doing, that God can be glorified. Do you know your gifts aren't for you? The thing that we are given by Him is going to be used to help, serve, build, grow, rebuke if necessary, but to help someone become a disciple and not just go to a church. It is to help them to build their lives in Him, not just call His name. It is very crucial in this hour to discern and know the difference between being saved and saying you're saved. There's a big difference. There's a difference in calling your name. Like every parent knows their children. But some children, when they become close to your children, they may say, Mama, Daddy, because that's what their friends. But every mama and every dad know the voice of their children. I want you to know today, Abba Father knows your voice. When you call and when you cry out to Him, I want to encourage you on today, continue to understand there is a hope He loves you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He loves you. So thank you again for joining us on the Just For You podcast. I want you to know if this is your birthday month, we celebrate you in the month of March. May God bless you on your special day, your special occasion. Maybe it's not your birthday. Maybe you stepped out in faith. You wrote a book. Maybe you're getting married, having a baby. Maybe just in life, you're just doing good. We celebrate you here at the Just For You podcast and Elation Radio. We lift you up and celebrate with you. Hey, did you know March is Women's, and some say History, others say Herstory Month. Whatever you call it, may we continue to celebrate great women in this month. We start our month out celebrating our CEO and our visionary of the Elation Radio, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, a woman of great faith who lives this walk and bursts out the gifts that God has given her. She not only is the founder and our CEO of Elation Radio, there is Elation Magazine. There are so many different aspects that are in the making and movement. I want you to honor Dr. Kimmy Robinson on today for her fruitful work in the body of Christ. She is a mother, a daughter, a businesswoman, an entrepreneur. She loves the Lord, and we honor you on today. We pray that the Lord will continue to pour upon you and grace you with His presence in life like never before to continue the great work that you are doing in this world for those assigned and for those you are called to. You are a blessing, and we honor you on today. None other than our own Dr. Kimmy Robinson for our Women's History Moment. Hallelujah. God bless you on today. We also want you to know there are birthdays. We honor Carmen Jefferson Stewart on today. God bless you. Hallelujah for all that the Lord is doing in and through your life. We appreciate you on today. We want to honor you for all the women that are mothers. They're out there grinding, making it happen. We honor you on to whether you're single or whether you're married. Thank you for doing all that you do. We also want you to know in times like these, there are times we all need prayer. We want you to lift up those in your heart, and we're lifting up the listeners and those that write in with their prayer requests. We are praying for you because we believe in the power of God. Will you continue to lift up all having surgery, lift up all in hospitals, lift up all that are homeless? Are you, would you lift up those with urgent prayer requests on today? We are calling on the Lord on their behalf. We trust his divine will. And we also know there are times when death occurs and families grieve and things happen. Would you pray for all that are grieving on this moment? In this time, pray that the Lord would heal and he would deliver. Pray for those that are crying out to be saved, because we are in agreement with the prayers of the righteous. We want you to know there is none like him. I want to share with you, there are a few announcements on today that we want you to be aware of, because it's important to know what's happening in your neighborhood. I want you all to continue to pray and lift up, hallelujah, all the good things the Lord has in store for each and every one of you. I want to tell you about the St. Louis County Library. It is found in St. Louis, Missouri. This is where we can go to the library and get our books, check them out. I don't know if you guys remember the little piece of paper. They would stamp it with a date, and you better have that book back there on time. Well, at the St. Louis County Libraries, they do more than stamping books and giving dates for you to return them. They also have movies you can rent. How about biblical materials that you can talk to them to see if they're in stock or that they can get? How about this? How about community engagement with different events held at your county library? Also, they have toddler diapers. They have female products for women for the month. They have all sorts of things going on at the St. Louis County Library. How about you check out your library as well? Also, we have the Urban League St. Louis. They host over 60 programs that are available to the community, from housing to being able to better yourself, whether it is seeking a job or whether it is being prepared for a job. There is help and there is hope for you. Let's not even talk about food and utility assistance and all types of various needs that the community needs. You can find it at the Urban League St. Louis. You can look them up at ulstl.com. For the St. Louis County Library, it's slcl.org. Also, we want to encourage you to call the United Way. That's 211 in the St. Louis area, 211. Why is that important? Because you will find those same needs that can be met. This is a national organization as well as the Urban League St. Louis. We want you to look them up for your area, but please reach out to them for your needs. And they have available assistance, and they will guide you and tell you how to access what you need. And that is 211. I want to keep you informed about things happening in the community for you that are really concerned and looking forward to the summer months. Please, please keep your eyes out for the young people. Keep them in mind. If you see them going a different direction, that you know when the bus comes and you notice they're going a different way, pay attention. Pay attention for all kinds of vehicles that are may not normally frequent your neighborhood, but you notice there are different vehicles stopped or stalled. Pay attention. Pay attention to the seniors that normally come in and out, whether it's pulling their trash or getting in and out of their vehicles, and you haven't seen the vehicles move. Pay attention. Pay attention also to those things that you see that just don't look right. I know there are a lot of people who do not trust the police, but listen, they can be our very ally in the time of trouble. I want you to be prayerful of your local police department. There are times they get so many bogus calls. So often we hear they don't show up at this time, or it may be because there's a lot of bogus calls going on in the area. Yes, it could be. They may be short-staffed. Whatever it is, we need prayers for our local police departments as well as our fire departments, because we have the ability as taxpayers to pray that the Lord will keep them to do what they need to do for us all. I want you to also be aware, in these seasons, as the summer months come, there's going to be a rise in addiction. There's going to be a rise in those things that we normally don't see. People will be smoking more in public. They will be doing things that we know are not always comfortable or good to watch. Please beware. Narcan is available for an addict that may fall out and that they've been using, and they need some assistance to bring them back. More people need to understand that Narcan is available. For more information topics, you can go to prevented.org, and that is prevented.org. You can also contact United Community Services, hallelujah, and we'll be glad to give you that information. You please, by all means, do not go to sleep on some of the things you're seeing, because it's the difference between life and death. I want to encourage you to continue to lift up Elation Radio, and all of you that listen in, we're praying for you. We want you to know that we love you, and we recognize that God is in control. He cares about us in the church and out of the church. He cares about the ones that call his name and those in process to his kingdom. He's concerned today about you, and he's concerned about me. I want to thank my husband for his prayers, his love and support, always for me serving in the capacities that I do. Let me close out with these few announcements. I want you to be aware that on the fourth Friday of every month, the Women of Elations are involved with From Ashes to Beauty. It is our group where men are welcome. All are welcome to listen in and attend our clubhouse, which is going to be the fourth Friday at 9 p.m., and that is Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Mondays, please hear Pastor Donald Wright Jr. and Pastor Michelle Y. Wright on Facebook Live at 8:34 Kingdom Wisdom Weekly. It is a weekly biblical teaching to encourage the body of Christ and empower them. We also want you to meet us back here Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time for Just For You. Did you know that Elation Radio has tons of podcasts that you can listen to? For more information about Elation Radio, please find us on your digital platform. Look up Elation Radio. You'll find Just For You, as well as other sound podcasts lifting up the kingdom of God. There are business platforms. There are various things that are offered that you can find out about under our Elation Radio digital platforms. All right? So look for it through there. I want you to be praying for us as we go forth into the summer months, as ministry needs will get greater and all type of things are happening, that God's people will be where they need to be and that they will do what is required of them to do, that he may be glorified. Don't forget, your gifts are important and someone is depending on you. Your gifts are important and someone is depending on you. Please don't forget to lift me up in prayer that the Lord will continue to heal, strengthen, and be with me as I go forth in his name wherever he needs me, in my neighborhood, in the local assembly, in wherever he sends me for his glory. And my husband, continually, please lift us up in prayer. We thank you again for joining us here at the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright on Elation Radio. We love you, and you can't do anything about it. Continually pray, continually lift his name up, and continually be a blessing to someone you may or may not know. He's watching. And we love you. Until next time, thank you so much for joining. This has been Pastor Michelle Y. Wright on Elation Radio. God bless you. Hallelujah.
My sinful ways have caused you so much pain. Doing things you told me not to do. Lord, I need a healing touch from you. So I ask the Lord if he would change my heart. A touch from you would provide a brand new start. Change my heart and my spirit, please renew.
Oh, yeah.
Lord, I need a healing touch from you. Feels like I'm so deep in
and I ask myself the question.
I ask myself,
can he really, really love?
Can he love me? Hold me in my integrity. Change my heart.
Thank you.
I know that you can.
Lord, change my heart.
But I wonder if you will.
Lord, change my heart.
I messed up for so long.
Lord, change my heart.
And so many times I've been wrong. I wonder if there's any more mercy. I wonder if there's any more grace. I wonder if there's any more patience. Lord,
change my heart.
As I lay before your face, Lord.